National Radio Club. Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for March 2007, where we find ourselves back in the Big Apple with Audrey Levine, this time checking out the FM band.
88.3, which is WBGO, New York's jazz station, but it's National Public Radio, and they're based in Newark, New Jersey.
The time is 4:09. I'm Andrew Meyer with Michael Bourne on Jazz 88. Music your way, straight ahead.
Station is 89.1.
You're listening to, as mentioned before, the New Afternoon Show, which comes your way every weekday from 4 to 7:30 p.m. here on WNYU. Streaming online at WNYU.org. My name is Brad. With you every Monday, we're showing first four Jesus and Mary Chain albums. We're going to hear something from their classic debut called Psycho Candy, track called You Trip Me Up. Hope you enjoy it. 89.1 FM, New York.
WNYU. I worked on that station when I was a student there from 1979 to 1981. The other big college in town, Columbia University, and that's at WKCR at 89.9. Here's a little bit of KCR.
You're listening to a broadcast of Lester Young and Charlie Parker. It's exactly 4:25. You're listening to the Sounds of Jazz on radio station WKCR-FM, New York, which is used the closing days of August, starting usually on the 26th, sometimes at midnight as it becomes the 27th, to play at least 3 days of the great Prez, Lester Young and the Yardbird, Charlie Parker. Their near adjacent birthdays, the 29th tomorrow is Charlie Parker's 86th birthday anniversary. Yesterday, the 27th, was Lester Young's 97th.
This is 92.3. They used to be K-Rock. I skipped WNYU, which is 91.5, doesn't come in very well, and it's got various programs because it's owned, it used to be owned by the Department of Education, and I don't even know if it's still on. Anyways, this is 92.3. They used to be K-Rock, but now they have a new format during the week. They have comedy on right now. I'm going to wait, set a timer for a little before 5, and get its top of the hour ID. On the weekends, it has rock and roll.
This is Free FM.
Leslie Gold, the radio chick. On 92.3 Free FM. Here's what's happening at 92.3 Free FM.
It's Danny. We'd like to thank the Comics Comedy Club for being a proud sponsor of the Opie and Anthony Traveling Virus. Please visit comicsny.com for more info on their grand opening. Check out the 92.3 Free FM Street Team Thursday, 10 p.m. at AMC Empire 25 Theater for the advanced screening of Crank, starring Jason Statham and Amy Smart, in theater September 1st. Tune in all week to Free Rock Nights for a chance to win an iTunes gift card featuring over 30 songs from your favorite Austin City Limits Music Festival bands and qualify for a trip to two to see it all live in Austin. Check out iTunes for the ACL Festival playlist and highlights from the show. iTunes, the best place to download music.
92.3 Free FM.
Land of the free.
Home of Opie and Anthony. Mornings 6 to 9. The Doghouse with JB and Elvis. Middays 9 to 1. The Radio Chick takes you home. 3 to 7. FreeFM.com. FreeFM.
The next station is 93.1, and it's WPAT-FM. The Spanish station here plays all love songs, La Romanza. Next station is WNYC-FM. All Things Considered is on NPR Stuff.
Hevesy's review also found that the DOB did not do enough to follow up on violations and stop work orders. The city's building commissioner says the department has already started patrolling construction sites more frequently.
The station is 94.7, and it doesn't really come in very well here. It's a religious station, and I'm not even going to bother with it. It's at WFME. It's family radio. So the next station we're going to get to is WPLJ at 95.5, which is an AC format. Like a hot AC format.
Your direct line to the Rocky Allen Showgram is 1-800-321-WPLJ. 1-800-321-WPLJ.
Hello?
Talking about what it's like when you go on vacation, especially when you're out and about. I was
reading this article about women and how they behave differently when they're away on vacation. Normally subdued. Go nuts.
Maybe you can catch the rest online. The next station is WQXR, which is owned by the New York Times, and it's classical all the time. Next station is the controversial WQHT, known as Hot 97, which is the urban station, and in the morning they fired more DJs than they hired. Anyway, you'll probably hear some hip-hop and R&B, and I'll try to get you a break.
Kanye, if you out there, call up, man. Kanye, if you out there, call up.
Next station is a Spanish station, and its call letters are WSKQ, which is located at 97.9.
Ni un beso le di, ni un beso.
Oh,
me va, no me va a comer sitio.
Really?
Caro, sí, ya.
A ti?
Sí, en serio.
Mm.
Because he was so in love with me. Pero
Elephant
no,
man.
Ni un beso le di.
Especialmente, bro, que los viejos. Los viejos tienen un poco más de paciencia porque ellos saben que yo no tan bueno.
The next station is 98.7 WRKS, known as KISS. And that is mainly urban AC. Urban AC. They serve predominantly African-American women between the ages of 25 to 49.
I've got a roof over my head, a bed, a toilet, food, water.
We have many difficult days ahead, especially as we recover those who did not survive the storm.
City of New Orleans today announces it has been forced to lay off up to 3,000 city workers in the wake of Hurricane Katrina.
98.7 KISS FM presents A Year Later, A Look Back at Katrina. This Tuesday morning from 6 to 10, 98.7 KISS FM's Open Line and Our Power come together to discuss with our community Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans, and how New York is related.
Hi, I'm Bob Slade, inviting you to join me, along with Brother M2Mate, the third answer, Bob Pickett, Reverend Al Sharpton, and many more, for a powerful morning of community discussion. We call our program Hurricane Katrina A Year Later. We'll talk to officials and community leaders and take your phone calls, too, all morning long. So, make sure you join us for a special Open Line Hour of Power special, Katrina, A Year Later.
We're your black information station, putting our community first. We're 98.7 KISS FM.
WRKS FM, New York City.
The baddest man on the box.
The box.
Get it all pumped up, baby.
Who's your daddy?
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
They have information and news talk in the daytime, afternoon. The next station is WBAI. It's listener supported, meaning that if they get a sponsor, they can put a show on there. And it's non-commercial, and they do fundraising drives twice a year.
Station and job training programs and into dead-end jobs.
They're forcing them to find jobs in a short time without becoming jobless.
That's I'm not going to spend too much time on that one. The next one is known as Z100, WHTZ at 100.3. It's the hit music radio station.
Justin Timberlake, live with Joe Rosati.
On New York's number one hit music station, Z100.
Where hit music lives.
Z100, New York, New Jersey, Long Island, and Connecticut. Get ready.
New York City. You got Romeo on the radio reporting live high top of the Empire State Building. Nico's here.
Yes, sir.
Had a tough day today, right?
It was difficult.
Playing tennis with John McEnroe.
Dude.
Today was awesome.
Tell me you got video of that. I want to see that.
I got some pictures.
Okay, good.
We'll get that online.
Right on.
We'll check that out later.
We have a huge guest this hour. I am so excited. Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars joining us live in studio tonight. We don't get big movie stars.
Yeah, amongst everything else that he's done, that guy's a full-blown movie star.
Yeah, he's in the building. We will talk to him coming up in about 10 minutes. Stick around for that. Also, this hour, I got tickets for you to check out the All-American Rejects, Hammerstein Ballroom, October 28th. After 7 o'clock tonight, Spin Bad does the mini-mix, Elvis Duran and the Z-Morning Zoo Guide to Bad at 9. I hook you up with that concert with Rihanna, the Back to School show at Six Flags Great Adventure. Lots of freebies and lots of stuff to get to tonight. Jared Leto is in the house. We will talk to him and play his new track from 30 Seconds to Mars. Coming up, we'll kick things off tonight with some Mario Vasquez. This song has taken off, man.
Woo!
Ladies be loving it. It's called Gallery. It's Z100 Music. We're commercial free. Jared Leto in studio live in a minute.
The next station is Jack FM at 101.1. It used to be WCBS FM, which is now Jack. It used to be oldies. Now it's whatever they feel like playing, and there's not a human being around. It's all computerized.
Call from Angel in Bensonhurst, who writes, "Yo, Jack, what's the matter for you?" Well, gee, Angel, let me see if I can put this in a way you'll understand. Forget about it. Jack will be right back.
Great reporters make a great broadcast, and we've got them at CBS News.
The CBS Evening News with Katie Couric premieres in 8 days on CBS.
Time to grab your schedule and jot down these Jacktivities.
Join the Jack Pack and New Jersey Tourism as they host the hottest summer tiki party this Friday at noon at Cheesequake Rest Area, exit 124 off the Garden State Parkway. The Jack Pack will be giving away Rye Playland fun cards and New Jersey Lottery scratch-off tickets. Dream big and play New Jersey's Mega Millions. For more info on all Jack FM events, visit ilikejack.com.
Yes, Jack! Yes, Jack!
Who will take requests? That much is clear!
Yes, Jack!
Ready? It's Jack FM! It's Jack FM! Next station is the Smooth Jazz Station here, WQCD at 101.9.
Mind, sit back, relax.
Smooth Jazz.
CD.
101.9.
Smooth Jazz, CD 101.9, and sure, I catch you singing along every once in a while. Chillaxin is the word we give to the unique instrumentals created by, for example, this dude, Huge Groove.
The station is at 102.7, and it's WNEW FM, which was actually on the air since Halloween night 1967. They were the first station in New York to be playing eclectic music, rock, all kinds of stuff, without the playlists. Then it evolved through the 70s, 80s, and then all of a sudden it was a talk station, and they went through some other changes. Now it is Mix 102.7, still using the call letters of WNEW FM, and playing dance-type music, classic disco. You'll hear.
Now, another 41-minute music mix. 41-minute music mix. With zero commercial. On New York's classic dance mix.
The new mix, 102.7.
And you can dance. You can dance.
Hi, this is Madonna. This is the station everyone is talking about. New York's classic dance mix. Mix 102.7.
Yeah, two things about the station. This was one of the first HD radio stations, or IBOC, whatever you want to call it, to be here in New York City. And also I had to sit through about 20 minutes of commercials before we got to the 41-minute music mix. The next station is WKTU, and WKTU was a station on in the disco era back in 1978. It had gone on the air as Disco 92 at 92.3. And then they went through all kinds of format changes in the 80s. And then it disappeared. It became K-Rock in the late 80s. And then, and that's the station we heard is Free FM before. But the new KTU came on in 1996. This is my birthday present in February, actually. And they had been the country station prior to that. It had gone off the air in February of 96. It was WYNY. That's the last time we had country in New York City. So this is WKTU, which plays primarily freestyle and current dance tunes. Occasionally some early disco.
Is definition of dance. Classic.
KTU, Lake Success, New York, and then on with the next commercial, and then I got it back in. Okay, moving on to the next station is the Classic Rock station, which is also a Clear Channel station, owned station. And this is WAXQ, which is 104.3, and they play just classic rock.
Orbitron rated number one in America for classic rock.
This is Q1043 WAXQ
New York.
Now broadcasting in HD digital.
Now they'll play about 20 minutes worth of classic rock songs all in a row, and then the DJ will come back on and tell you what you heard. Then they'll play 50 commercials, and then they'll come back into another set of music. So, bearing that in mind, I'm going to move on to the next station, which is Power 105. Maybe we'll catch the top of the hour ID.
The most commercial-free hip-hop and R&B starts right there. Now.
Power 105.1.
Every time I try to leave.
Power 105.1, y'all.
Seven. Number seven.
Jesse Faye. Whoa. Hey. Hey. Feel my. Hey. Sierra. Whoa. Superstar DJs. Whoa. Here we go.
To make a long story short, WWPR are the call letters. And it went on the air as Power 105 in 2002. Before that, it was Jammin' 105.1, which I liked better. That's kind of sounding like, well, it sounded like what NEW sounds like now. Okay, so the next station we do will be the Spanish station, which at 105.9, which simulcasts at 92.7 out in Long Island.
New York, WZAA Garden City.
Habla W el sobreviviente con Yandel. Sube el volumen y no te despegues de la calle 105.9. La emisora oficial de reggaetón.
Playing the most reggaeton 24-7. And giving away tickets to the only concert that matters. The Block Party Concert 2006. Esto es La Calle. 105.9. 92.7. New York's official reggaeton station.
You know how we do, man.
Let's go, Daddy.
Hi, Ma. Holding it down and putting it down. It's Def La Calle Haters, Gangsta 88. The biggest songs of the night. Right now on La Calle, 105.9 and 92.7.
Yeah. What up, man? It's the Gangsta 88, Def La Calle on La Calle 105.9, 92.7.
I apologize for cutting the beginning of the top of the hour ID. It actually said WZAA Newark, New York, which is actually New York. Newark is New Jersey, but the call letters thing went WZAA Newark, New York, WZAA Garden City. Garden City's out in Long Island. Okay, and La Calle means the street. So the next station is actually is my favorite station, owned by Clear Channel, and it's WLTW, known as Light FM. And being 8 o'clock at night, we're going to hear the Light at Night with JJ Kennedy. They usually play about 5 songs in a row, then a couple commercials, a bunch of commercials, and back to a bunch of songs like that. And they do have, in the morning, from 8:20 to 9:20 a.m., commercial-free hour.
And of course, in honor of the U.S. Open, the Light at Night will celebrate something else in tennis. Love. That's right. They do it and we do it. Of course, I think we do love better. So let's do some love, okay? We got El Nino helping us out on the phone. So call us. Get in on this game. 106.7 Light FM.
106.7
Light FM from my wife Martina. It's from Pookie. I love you very much, and I can't be without you. 106.7 Light FM.
The last station is WBLS, and that is owned by Inner City Broadcasting, the same company that owned WLIB, which is now 1190 Air America. Anyway, so here's WBLS. It's the evening now, so it's love songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Storm.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this, but I got a little game that I want to play.
A Quiet Storm. 107.5 WBLS, New York.
Anybody would like to provide me with a band scan or air checks from your neighborhood, my phone number is 212-614-8764. Thanks.
Now, the world has Audrey's phone number. I hope that's a good thing. Thanks, Audrey, for all your help. Next month, Fred will be providing an interesting market scope. Phil Wayne here for the DX Audio Service. And speaking of Fred, here he is.
Thanks, Phil. We had an interesting Musings to the Members edition on this edition of the DX Audio Service. It was 48 minutes and 37 seconds long, so I hope everyone understands why there was some heavy editing on this edition. At the end of this column, I will tell you about some new rules we're going to put into effect on the Musings edition as a result of the survey that you all filled out. And I think this is where everyone wants to pretty much take things, so we're going to go with it. Here is the Musings to the Members. If you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The phone number is 360-469-0189. That's 360-469-0189. 24 hours a day for members only. Take it away, Mark Marino.
Mark Marino from my temporary home in Columbia, South Carolina. Want to say I really enjoyed the article, the Market Scope of WABC on a Saturday night. I heard about that show, but I never actually had heard the show yet, so it was good to hear it. Also, I enjoyed the article about the IBOC, and I'm real late listening to the service this month because of having to relocate here, but I enjoyed the IBOC article. Not because I didn't have one of those radios, I do, but there was a few things about it that I didn't quite understand. And just to add a short note, we're in close range here, I believe, of 1400, the team in Columbia, which I don't remember the call, but they have an IBOC signal. But unless I position my antenna just right, or if I hang it up on the lampshade just so, I can't pick up the IBOC, and I don't know whether the public is even going to go for that kind of limited range. I think the FM will work out okay, but I don't think the AM is going to work out very well with IBOC. Take care. Bye for now.
Hello, Fred and DX members. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Two things, WCTN 950 and Potomac Cabin John is still playing the same 20 or 30 songs, no commercials except maybe a 5-second break for businesses to call a number to talk about putting infomercials on the station. The station doesn't even come in well at all where I am here in Silver Spring. Number two, a 60-year tradition has come to an end. On January 22nd, WGMS, the classical music station in the nation's capital, went off the air at 3 o'clock. They've been on this format for 60 years, as I said. The AM went off on 1986 and turned into a sports station, now WTNT. The FM 103.5 is now WTOP. They were 104.1 for a while and 103.9. But 3 o'clock came, WGMS went off, and it has been replaced by George 104. So we have a George, Baltimore has a Jack, and I guess up in the Boston area there is a Bob or a Mike or something. But it's the same type of format. We play what we want to play. And the first song that that station played, George 104 played, was A Change Is All You Need by Sheryl Crow.
Hello, DXers. Ken Anischuk, Lockport, Illinois. I just want to make a brief mention here that sportscaster Jim Carvelis and Michigan broadcaster Alan Stagg both died on January 1st. I'll have the details at another date. And I am working with the Internet and last year's DX News to provide you with the most accurate radio station sports team information. And if you know something that I don't know, please call me, and I'd appreciate it at 815-838-2179 or my email, kennjoann at sbcglobal.net.
Hi, my name is Mike Land. I'll make these comments quick. I think the first station in Miami was WQAM. They came on in 1921 under a set of different call letters, I believe. And then the second radio station was WIOD, and they came on the air in 1926. We have a big problem down here in the South Florida community, and that is the fact that AM reception is lousy around this area when it comes to computers. Is there any way of getting away from that?
Hi, this is Audrey Levine in New York City. Hope everyone's having a happy new year. Calling to tell you about a couple of format changes. I know that's not of general interest, but this one station is at 102.7 WNEW-FM. They've been through all kinds of format changes. That was one of the first ones on the FM dial back in 1967. So they were classic dance up until the end of the year, and then January 3rd, they went to their new format called Fresh, and they claimed to be playing fresh music, just contemporary music, no DJs, no information other than commercials and the music, and interrupted by Fresh 102.7. And it hasn't happened yet, but there's rumored to be the return of the country station back to New York City at 103.5 WKTU, which, of course, is known for its classic dance format. I guess we couldn't have two for very long, right? Anyway, so that is supposed to be returning, going to a country format, which they were back in 96. They transferred from WYNY to WKTU at that frequency.
Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. We have a bit of a suggestion for you people that are looking to give a market scope to the audio service. When you give your band scan, please have the best, use the best radio recorder that you can use. Put it close to a windowsill. If you're in a small apartment where the reception is not the greatest, it is extremely important that you get your radio in the best position to pull in all AM stations. That way it will make it easier for everybody listening to pick up the stations and enjoy the band scan as much as you enjoy bringing it to the members.
This is Paul Smith in Baltimore, Maryland. Got two things to mention. That article from the New York Times that Mark Dorenberger read in the February issue was a little bit misleading when they said that the Voice of America does not transmit from the United States. At that time, it probably didn't. But in 1953, as I recall, WLWO from Bethany, Ohio came on the air, and at about that same time, there were two transmitters in Dixon and Delano, California. They were used primarily for the transmissions to the Far East, that is the Delano, the California transmitters. The second thing is about the National Barn Dance that Ken Honestchuk read to us. According to the Encyclopedia of Old Time Radio by John Dunning, the National Barn Dance was transferred to WGN, not WJJD. It may have been for a few weeks, but I know WJJD picked up the slack, so to speak.
Hello, DXers and friends. It's Herbert Murray calling from Milledgeville, Georgia. Some help with some musings in the past DXAS. First of all, this is for Mike, who asked about WRDW. James Brown did at times either outright own WRDW or had an interest in WRDW during that station's heyday. It was an urban contemporary station in the James Brown days, and supposedly he either lost in a divorce settlement or he lost a lawsuit and gave up control of his interest in the radio station. And when the X-Band opened up, WRDW was operating 1480 and 1630. And when the 1480 had to go, WRDW sold it to an interest, and 1480 became WGUS with Southern Gospel. And it went silent permanently in December of 2006. The next item is for Don Finney, asking about expanding the AM broadcast band. It's really not possible, first, because of international law. Every frequency allocation is very carefully allocated to different parts of the world and different services. In the United States, you cannot go lower because you have navigation beacons such as ZLS in the Bahamas on 526 kilohertz. And, of course, you have the worldwide NAVTEX signal on 518 kilohertz. You can't go higher due to fishing buoys, digital services, and the 120-meter ham radio allocation. And like I said before, international law dictates the width of the U.S. domestic AM broadcast band. So hope this clears up and kind of flushes things out for you. We'll say 73s for now. This is Herb from Milledgeville.
Hi there. This is Don Finney calling from Miami, Florida. I know that transistors came out in 1958, were available to the public at that time, but when did the portables come in? Thank you very much.
This is Matthew Overstreet from Wisconsin. In answer to Don Henning's question regarding stations that have come on the air and haven't changed formats, as far as back as I can remember, our station here, our local country station, 106.1 WMIL, came on the air in 1983 and has not changed formats since then. George from Milwaukee, if you're listening to this, maybe you can correct me. But as far as I know, they've been doing country since 1983, and they've never stopped.
Hello, this is Tom Rothrock calling from Hagerstown, Maryland. Just wanted to answer a couple of Paul Burkhardt's questions. I got this from the AM radio log. On 990, the call letters for the team in Montreal are CKGM. CKGM. And the other bit of information, on 1560, the station in Fairfield, Ohio, with the religious format is WCNW. I used to live not too far from there. There used to be a country music station a long time ago.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. In answer to my friend Mike Lance's question from the last tape, the radio that I have is an Optimus, O-P-T-I-M-U-S, super radio. I believe that GE makes them for Radio Shack, so it's sort of akin to the GE Super 3, only it has an AC-DC switch in the back at the bottom to change you over when your batteries are needed, and then you push up on it when you're going to depend on it being plugged in the wall. We suffer another loss up here, I'm sorry to say. Jim Paulson, just last Tuesday, February the 13th, he was at 740 CHWO for a long time. He started in the Edmonton area. He worked radio for several years, had a tremendous voice, and everybody loved him. His funeral was yesterday, and there'll be a memorial service March the 3rd, which I may get to attend. I attended one for Bill Stirrup from CHML, whom I told you about on the last date. Dave Wattmau and I did. It was very nice. And coming away from there, about 5 o'clock that afternoon, picked up a station, WTHU 1360 in Pittsburgh. That's their callers now. It used to be WPTT. And I picked up a station this last Saturday afternoon over at my girlfriend's place on 1510 in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, WPBA. And it was talking about a gospel program coming into Allentown, Pennsylvania on Sunday, March 11th. So I presume that it would be a religious station of sorts because it was during the 4 o'clock hour. CKPC here in Brantford has gone to 25,000 watts. They made it up the last week in January, and I've heard some good reception reports. I have another blind friend in Markham, north of Toronto, who said that in the daytime it's getting in there much, much better than what it did. My friend Steve Stewart didn't get the job in Milwaukee that used to announce for the Red. Rather, it was gotten by Andy Mazur, who has been with WGN and the Cubs the last 8 years, and Jim Rosen from the Buffalo Bisons of the International League up to the Cleveland Indians to be in their broadcast booth. So that's certainly going to be very nice. Another change in Erie, Pennsylvania, WRIE 1260 has been Music of Your Life for a long time. They, a couple of weeks ago, went all sports, replacing the format that was on 1330. They now call themselves The Score 1260. Also, last Tuesday, February the 13th, CKOC in Hamilton on 1150, was off the air a couple of times. Once was in the morning, and I could get Warsaw, New York on 1140 fairly well beside it, and a couple of stations on 1160. I think Indiana, Pennsylvania, WCCS was one of them, and the other one may have been somewhere down in New York State, or maybe the religious station in Chicago.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, 360-469-0189 for DX Audio Service members only. Let's go to some of our questions before we get into a little bit about the musings column itself. On the iBox signal strength, that is a problem, a real problem with trying to get people to buy those radios. At least down here, I can hear probably a dozen or even more stations that come in on analog, but I really have no hope of hearing their digital signals just because there's a lack of signal strength. It takes a whole lot of signal strength to be able to decode that signal. So I'm at a loss to understand why somebody would want one of those radios. On the subject of interference, I think it was Mike Lance asked about the computer interference. And yes, Mike, there's a whole lot of interference from a whole lot of different sources, not only computers, but the computer monitors. There's even some devices like telephone answering machines. And oddly enough, I've even seen devices such as fish tank heaters, which contain small microprocessors that measure the water temperature of the fish tank and then provide a circuit to the heating elements to maintain it at a specific temperature. And those things will cause a lot of problems. So the only suggestion I have is if you can't put up an outside antenna, look for a loop antenna. That is probably your best bet at this point, other than moving out into the country and not having a computer in the house. On transistors, I recall it was like June 29th of 1948 at the Bell Labs in New York had a press conference on the invention of the transistor. It was actually invented about 6 months earlier, but in December of 1947, that was kind of an interesting year, and it, the announcement was delayed because of filing of patents and disclosure to the military, of all things. The earliest radio that I remember, well, I was about, I'm not going to say how old, but it was 1957, and I had a little transistor portable radio that I used to sleep with at night and listen to all the different radio stations on the AM band. Europe then got several of the different radios, the Novak, it's a Belgian origin radio. There was the Dutch Aris, I believe it is, the RA601P from 1960. Grundig was an early radio manufacturer, and they had the Mambo from 1959. And there was also the Tesla T2800B, and they nicknamed it MER, which means peace. And that was an early radio that came from over in Europe. So there you go. Happy birthday, transistor. Now, on the situation with musings, the column. The survey that we took at the beginning of the year was very helpful in determining the needs of the members of the club. Perhaps the most interesting parts of the survey were conventions, column content, and the musings section. I'd like to take a few moments here to talk about the musings. As you heard at the beginning, musings has become quite long, and on several occasions, if not edited at all, it would literally be a whole DX audio service tape. No kidding. And I don't think that people would want to listen to an hour of musings and then miss the AM switch and other columns. If you did not get on the musings, it was for one of the following reasons. First, keep your musing on this subject of DXing. What you've heard, observations you have made, or information which will benefit others. I know that it's sometimes interesting that the local college educational station is doing Lithuanian polkas in the afternoon, but ask yourself, is that really of interest to somebody else in other parts of the world? Now, only the best calls will be getting on musings from now on. That means that calls about FM stations may be edited out in favor of member observations about DX, AM radio, and news of what's going on. The reason? Simply just time. Please, no crazy calls or rants about station employees. National Radio Club members, radio stations, etc. Don't use the musings to sell, network, or market. You know, if you have an air check that you'd like to trade, hey, that's fine, you can mention that. But if you have a side business or want to make money by selling DX Audio Service members something, it's really not appropriate to put it on the musings column. Effective the next issue, members may only post one question per member per month. The reason is simple. We don't have the time to answer 20 or 30 questions a month without killing off other content and columns on this issue. If the question is relevant to the hobby and of interest to the larger part of the members of the DX Audio Service, I'll answer it. But, as I mentioned last month, we have a lot of smart people in this club, and the answers this month proved that point. So if you hear a question, please jump in and answer it. But please keep your question asking down to a minimum. We also get a lot of suggestions on the musings. Well, I'm always open to suggestions for topics, and the survey was simply a good place to make them, but it really serves no purpose to put a suggestion on the musings. When you call, always use the area code 360-469-0189 number to go directly to Musings. The office number is 360-382-1957, and you will get to the Musings from there. But if you use the 0189 number, it gets you direct to the Musings. Please erase all references to the area 419 number, as you can't get thar from here. You know, cell phones are amazing, but sometimes they don't work as well as the owner of the cell phone thinks. Two calls this month were basically discarded because we couldn't understand what the caller was saying. The signal was dropping in or out, or the digital phone was stuttering badly. Please keep that in mind when you call. If the call is inferior in quality, we might not be able to put it here on the musings. Brief is better. You can really help by organizing your thoughts, prioritizing the content of the muse, and remember, there is no reason to recap or rehash something. Members always have that rewind button. And finally, keep in mind that Musings is member-supported. It's for the exchange of ideas and information. But we also have to keep the time limit down so we can give you other columns and information. So don't be offended if sometimes your musing is edited a little bit. Well, hopefully everyone can follow us down that path, and we can make the musings a lot better and more relevant to all people. Right now, we want to talk about the convention, and who better than to talk about conventions than our good friend, Mr. John Bowker. John?
Well, Fred, more than one person has recently asked what it would take to host a National Radio Club convention, and I thought just a few of the basics listed here would be helpful to anyone who might think, gee, maybe I should be a host of a National Radio Club convention right here in my hometown. Now, let me tell you, in January, when you had that survey that all the DX Audio Service people responded to, that has given us some very clear, thoughtful ideas as to how we might set this up. So, let's go through some steps that we recommend now in planning a convention. The first is, the most critical matter is to find a hotel with affordable room rates, and it should have a meeting room that will accommodate 30 to 40 people. Now, sometimes the room rate can be balanced against a hotel policy of allowing a few extra people to stay in the room at no or little extra cost. Second, a restaurant either in the hotel or right next door is most important. In a few cases, we've had a cafeteria or a fast food eatery, plus a really nice restaurant within an easy walk of our hotel, and that worked out just fine. Third, selecting dates for the convention has been a recent issue. And we know that the weekend that includes Labor Day works for many members, but no one has come up with an alternate date along with an offer to be the host. So we sit at Labor Day weekend for the time being, at least. Now, fourth, for an outside tour, local points of interest have proven popular. A local radio station or transmitter site has often been a draw for our members. And we observed how attendees at Culpsville found nearby Pennsylvania Dutch events of great interest, and Akron offered several automotive museums. In fact, a tour planned for a local radio transmitter site didn't even happen because of other city events going on in Akron. And fifth, publicity, program pamphlets, ID badges, all the other upfront events and costs, they can be handled with a little advanced thinking. Hosts are not expected to stand any expense for the convention. The NRC board is committed to helping a host with the details to do everything possible to make the annual event memorable. Now, did you notice nowhere did we specify any geographic limits for the convention? For most of our many years, the annual meeting has been held in the East and Midwest, but it isn't written anywhere that we must stay in that little circle. After all, Topeka, Aurora, Milwaukee, Dallas, Omaha, we've had some fantastic conventions in those cities. So how about your city? Now, you can write to me, and please do. My mailing address is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. The address is P.O. Box 5192, Sun City Center, Florida, 33571-5192. And my email address is jbowker@tampabay.rr.com. Hey, I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, John. And finally, the announcement for the 2007 National Radio Club Convention. The annual convention of the National Radio Club will be held with the Worldwide TV FM DXers Association at the Roadway Inn, 1115 North Curtis Road in Boise, Idaho. And we'll have more details on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. That's it. That's all. There is no more. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out and support radio. Do